A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking.
Uh-huh. Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's
work. Can we repost that?
I saved it. I saved it to our collection so that we have it.
Repost it. Repost it like now.
Okay.
Because she just posted it, so it's hot. Repost it.
And welcome to Mama Zimmerlow. Some like behind the scenes Instagram posting fun stuff.
What's wrong with your voice?
I'm sick. I've been sick for like a week now.
Your voice is going to make for great podcasting.
Sexy. I am Vanessa, just in case you can't.
Do you have Phoebe Sexy Flam?
I do have Phoebe Sexy Flam. Just in case you don't recognize me, I am Vanessa.
Don't let the deep man voice fool you.
Let me finish introducing everybody and I'll come back to that. Christy is
Hello.
Here. And Stephanie.
I'm back, bitches.
The gang's all here.
I feel like I haven't been here in like 3 weeks.
You haven't. It feels like forever.
It's been longer.
It feels like longer because of like all your family emergency stuff.
Yeah, I had
like
a bunch of family shit and then I went on, like, I had a vacation that was already planned that just happened to
fell
at the right time because of all the family drama. So I was on vacation.
So we missed you, but we had a lot of fun with Jeff and Paula last week.
it's
gonna be fun. So back to the man voice thing. I got my eyebrows done today at Benefit, and
they look amazing.
They filled them in, so they're like really dark and thick right now.
The Benefit brow bar is the best.
Yeah, I love them. I highly recommend if you're gonna like treat yourself to like eyebrows,
$25
go to Benefit.
Eyebrows.
It's only 20 if they wax. It's only 21, and then since I went to like the Ulta grand opening, they were still missing some supplies, so she couldn't wax. She had to tweeze, so it was $23 instead of $21, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Not a big deal. But so she, like, filled it in, and, like, she did my foundation and stuff. So I pick up Sophie from school, and I tell her, I'm like, hey, do you like my eyebrows? Because they look great, and I want to tell the world. So I'm like, do you like my eyebrows? And she looks at me, and she goes... She, like, touched them, and she's like, are they going to come off?
Like, why would they come off?
I was like, no, mommy, they're on my face. Like, they have makeup on them, but they're on my face. And she kept, like, touching my eyebrow. And I'm like, okay, please stop touching my face. And she goes, you look like half a man and half a lady.
Oh,
and
I was God.
Like, my why kids have said some really mean shit to me.
Why were your kids, like, savages today? What the fuck was
really
that?
Really mean shit to me today. She was like, yeah, you look like half a man, half a lady. And I'm like, why? She goes, because men have big eyebrows like that.
Why? Like, when I first started filling in my brows a couple years back, I asked David.
It makes a really big difference.
I asked David to, like, tell me what he thought, and he was like, they look fucking weird. And now I just don't tell him that I do it, and I think just now he's used to it. But I don't have them filled in today because I got them done also, but my lady doesn't fill them in. She just waxes.
Well, yeah, no, because, like, I made friends with her, and, like, she and I were laughing, and then she was like, do you want me to fill them in? I was like, yeah. And, like, you know, if you go to Benefit, like, they like shape them first, and they right. put, like, powder, so, like, dark powder, so they can, like, right. measure them so they look as equal as possible. And it's like a black powder. She got some across the bridge of my nose, and she goes, I'm sorry, I got powder on your nose. I'm looking in the I was about to say in the window, in the mirror. And I was like, it's okay, it looks like freckles. I'm like, we're gonna just Bob Ross this shit. So now I have freckles on my nose. And she laughed. So that's unlike funny. Christy, who's not paying attention.
Christy's not paying, hasn't paid attention to anything. We can just do the show on our own today.
It's just the Stephanie and Vanessa show today.
I was reposting.
It's fine.
I had a job I was told to do.
It's yeah, it doesn't fine. Take that long to repost.
Well, then I got caught up. It was like things. I was like, oh, what's going on?
It's fine. And then another savage thing my kids said to me today. So I'm like, you know, they kicked butt at school. I'm going to go take them to get a cake pop. We'll eat it at Starbucks. You know, we'll have, like, a nice snack. I sit down with them, and Oliver looks at me, and he goes, you fat, mommy. And I go,
but why? What was the motivation? It was, like, just, completely unwarranted?
It was, like, completely out of nowhere, because the two of them were, like, talking and giggling while I was finishing paying and waiting for my drink and for the lady to give me their cookie and the cake pop. And then I go and I sit down with my drink, and I'm just, like, sitting there looking at them, and Oliver just looks at me, he goes, yeah, you fat, mommy. And I go, what did you say? And he was like, fat, mommy. And I'm like,
and that's when you look at me and go, when you short.
I was like, you are so motherfucking lucky that you're cute, because you have a death wish, and I am not, it's not beneath me to fulfill your wish. So, and then I was like, and I tell him, I'm like, Oliver, that's not nice. You can't say that. You hurt mommy's feelings. And he just looked at me with this face like, and? And then Sophie goes loud as fuck. She was like, you're not fat, mommy. And I was like, can everybody please just stop saying the word fat? Like, the sound really carries in this Starbucks. Like, I can hear myself echoing on the other side of the room. So everybody in this fucking Starbucks heard, you're not fat, mommy. Like, awesome.
Did anybody look over?
Well, when Oliver first said it, we were sitting by the door because the Starbucks was packed. So we're sitting by the door at, like, one of the...
After school, yeah, that one. That one's always full.
Yeah, because it's right by high school. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting right by the door at, like, one of the tall tables.
By two
they
high
have
schools,
to
actually.
Sit at the tall table. So we're, like, sitting there. And as Oliver's saying, you fat, mommy. And I go, what did you say? He goes, you fat, mommy. And as he's saying
bitch,
that.
Bitch, I said you're fat.
Yeah. As he's saying that, this woman is walking out the door. And I see her, like, side-eyeing the shit out of me. Like, you're going to backhand him, right? Like
you're gonna
I'm in a public place. I can't be my children in a public place.
Like, literally, that lady.
Take them to the bathroom. Literally, that lady was just going,
she
you
like,
gonna do something about this, right? You're not gonna let she was. You're not gonna let him talk to you.
Her face was literally like, I said, bitch. Yeah. I was like, I need to, like, reprimand him, but I can't smack him like I want to. It was,
guys, I totally, like, old school Cuban mom, my
everything
kid the other day.
Thanks.
But I miss you so much.
Because so nobody makes fun of you when I'm not here.
Yes, we do. It's just not as often.
Yeah.
But, like, I forgot where we were right now. I'm trying to remember if it was at Publix or if it was, because it was somewhere where Nathan was sitting in the in the basket of a shopping cart.
Yeah, because Link, they won't, I don't know why they get to this phase where they won't sit in like the place they're supposed to sit. They want to sit in the basket. And then Link tells David, he's like, oh, make me trapped. So like he likes to be buried
of course
under all the groceries.
Yeah, so like
he was, so he wants to get out, he was, and you gotta dig him out.
No, yeah, he's fine. And then he also gets really mad if David leaves him in the car to put the cart away, because he says he calls that, I guess one time David called it an adventure. He's like, hey, do you want to go on an adventure? And there was like a couple weeks back, David didn't take him, and the amount of hysteria that erupted from my child when you didn't take me on an adventure, and like real tears, like real fat, like tears right. streaming down his face. Like he's got this knack for like fake crying but then producing actual tears.
Oliver does that too.
I don't know where he gets
no from. Nathan's good, he can he,
you don't know where he gets his dramatic flair
no,
from.
I have no idea.
No idea where he gets that.
No,
see, Nathan will get, he is a dead giveaway because he can does not produce the tears. Like when the tears come out, like he has been officially wounded. Like that's like you've gone too far. Like,
well, sometimes we'll get like just the faking, and I'll tell him like, and stop. I actually it. Told him the other day, I'm like, stop fake crying. And or I was telling my mom, I'm like, oh, he's just fake crying. And he looked at me, he goes, no, I'm not. And I was like, motherfucker.
Yes, you are, motherfucker. Yes, you are.
But yeah, Nathan was like, I just remembered, it was at Aldi.
Oh, okay.
So I needed to get him out of the shopping cart because, you know, at the checkout at Aldi,
you have to get, you don't get your quarterback if you don't put your cart
no,
back.
No, and there's like a cart exchange.
Yeah, yeah.
At
they
the end,
you the cart, like they dump everything right. in the cart that's there, and yeah. you have to like, yeah.
So I needed to get, and like he was not, he's like, no, but I don't want, and I literally bent down to the cart, grabbed him by the arm, and I like brought him up to me, and I did the full on like ear whisper
yeah.
of like, you need to get out of this car right now, because if you do not get out of this car, I'm never bringing you again anywhere. And you see all those things that you wanted, all of them garbage. He was, mommy, why are you so mean? But then he got out.
Of course he did.
But like I literally I after I did it, like I looked around for a second, and like the guy at the register just looked at me with this face like, you a mom?
Yep.
Like,
well, one of the, when Sophie was getting like really verbal, I remember we were at Target, and Vanessa was like yelling at Sophie to like tell her to like sit down. I think probably to sit down or do yeah. whatever the fuck. And Sophie in the straight up in the middle of fucking Target just looked like, mommy, don't hurt me.
I was nowhere near her. I was nowhere.
See, this is funny now.
Like,
funny
like, but like
happening.
If Vanessa beats her on the rag, yeah. like just, mommy, don't hurt me. Like, and I was like, Sophie, stop.
Like, you need to like, stop. Before I
was embarrassed
I
for
hurt you.
There's a couple times that Nathan has been like walking. I'll be like, Nathan, come here. He goes, I don't know. I don't want to be with you. And I'm thinking, somebody's going to think I just fucking stole this child. I'm like, Nathan, get over here.
I have a story about that.
And I'm like, get over here before I get arrested. Like, just here.
Well, you and I have the benefit, like, you not so much, but you and I have the benefit that our kids, like, look pretty close, look pretty much like us. So, like, I think it's kind of obvious.
Well, people tell me when Neri's not with me, people are like, oh my God, they look just like you. And I'm like, that's because you don't know their father.
No. I love
but
you.
But I appreciate
I it. I love you, but they don't look like
I know. I know. I've like, sort of made my peace with it. It still kind of hurts, but.
Maybe when they get older.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not holding my breath.
Speaking of lost children, so I had a moment. So my vacation consisted of like two parts. We were in Disney for the first part of the week, and then we went to Sarasota for the second part of the week because Link's godfather lives there. And they live like 20 minutes from Siesta Key. Mm-hmm. So we basically get like a free beach weekend whenever we go. And their house is awesome, and they're awesome. So, but we were in Disney, and Disney was packed.
Oh, wait, before, I know where you're going. Before we get into that, let's
oh, yeah,
talk
sure.
about our wine real
sure.
quick, because it's
yeah,
been
sorry.
10 minutes. Christy brought us this week a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Based solely on the label.
And the label is fucking adorable. It's a Skater Girl Cabernet. And if you're not familiar with who Skater Girl is, she's an American bulldog that wears a tutu and skates on a skateboard. And she's fucking adorable.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I understand why Christy picked it just based on the label.
I
like
say,
the back. It says
my
more
one,
than just another pretty face.
That's my really my cute. One criticism of this bottle, though, I mean, the wine is good. Like, it's
yeah,
it's so a little far, it's so a little fruitier than it. I would prefer for a cab, but it's still good.
It might be a make a good sangria.
It might.
Yeah.
But my only issue with this bottle is that this label looks like it's like homemade.
Yeah.
Like it looks like it's like, it looks like I did it on my like HP printer. You know what I mean? With Microsoft publisher.
It looks like a favor that you get like at a birthday
party.
That's, yeah. It looks like it's
at an engagement party or
right,
something.
Right, exactly.
Like those personalized wine bottles. I'm like,
you could do, if you're selling at Publix, you can do better with your label. Yeah,
it's like those like personalized wine bottles, like the ones that like are all over Pinterest.
Yeah, exactly.
For like, here's a bottle because you put up with my kid.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Like those, like it does. This is somebody's like pet, but.
Yeah, it's like an iPhone photo. Exactly.
Yeah, but I needed,
you
I don't
can,
know.
You and can do better. Bad. You can do better.
But it's adorable.
It is adorable. So, so far so good.
Yeah.
All right. So back to.
So Disney was packed the first half of the week. I had some coworkers of mine warn me because, like I've mentioned in the past, I often, while I am an event planner, I do often jump back into working for back into the education realm frequently. And currently I am working at a Jewish day school. Lovely people. I'm having, like, I love where I am. Everybody there is amazing. But one of my coworkers, whose husband is a rabbi, he's not the rabbi for the synagogue that we work for, but he's just a regular rabbi. She told me, she was like, you're going to have, be careful because Disney over Passover, which happened to be the time that we were also on spring break. She's like, Disney over Passover is packed.
Right.
With Jewish tour groups. And I was like, okay. I have been over spring break, so
they can't be worse than the Brazilian.
They can't
tour
be worse
groups.
Than the Brazilian tour groups. No offense if you're Brazilian, but your tour groups when they come to Orlando are really fucking obnoxious.
I feel like all those tour groups are obnoxious, but
the Brazilians are the worst.
Yeah.
We
equally hate all the tour groups.
Yeah.
FYI,
get out of my tourist. Get out of my lines.
Get out of my lines.
Get out of my park.
Anyway, so
no, they can be in the park. Just get on my lines.
But we get to Epcot the first day, and sure as shit, there's fucking Jewish tour groups everywhere. Because the
so
way
you
that,
right at home,
the way yeah, the way that Passover works is that there's two. The first weekend is like the holiday, like right. You know, like the first holiday, and then the days in between is still Passover, but it's not as like
strict
and right. celebrated. And then there's the following weekend is, you know, the other big holiday like within Passover. So and then Passover starts at sundown. On Friday, like the Shabbat start sundown on Friday, so they basically don't do much Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's depending on how strictly they observe, but basically that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday that we were in Disney is when everybody was there, and it was packed. I've never seen, even when I've gone to Disney during Christmas, have yeah. I ever seen it this full? Like wow. I waited 45 minutes for fucking Imagination.
Wow.
Really?
I waited half an hour for Nemo. When do you ever wait for Nemo? You just walk right on to Nemo.
Yeah, no, you just walk an hour to get to the front of Nemo right, because they have way too
big of a line. But you never stop.
No, you just keep going.
You just keep going.
They have way too big of a line. Like,
yeah, they overshot it.
This is why, for like the 1 week that all the Jews from all over the country come over to Disney. But it was crazy.
They were wandering in a swamp.
Oh, that's funny, but anyway, so anyway, yeah, and again, it wasn't like un escándalo, it was just a lot of people yeah. because it wasn't just the time of year, a lot of people are on spring break, so yeah. There's people from everywhere that are there at that time. It's just I happen to notice it now because I'm in that environment all the time. So
right, like when you get a new car,
you notice see that your car everywhere. Right, exactly. So Disney was packed. So we made it. We were kept monitoring. I couldn't get a fast pass for Frozen Ever After, but we kept monitoring the line. And they got to a point where the line was like, if it gets under 70 minutes, like we'll wait an hour for
it. Right. Yeah.
That's fine. Because it's a really good ride. Like, you know, whatever. I know Jeff.
I haven't done it yet.
I know Jeff on principle.
He's just on principle. He's never ridden it.
Sorry. I said it.
I tell him that all the time.
Sorry, not sorry.
So David was like, oh, if it gets to about an hour or under, we'll go. We'll yeah. wait for it. Because really, if
an hour is like a reasonable
if
wait.
Something, plus also I've come to figure out in my many years of going to Disney, if something is usually not the actual time you ride, you usually end up waiting like maybe 10 minutes less than the actual yeah. time. So
unless it's Flight of Passage.
Unless it's
then it's 4.5 hours, no matter what you do.
Right. So anyway, so we were outside and like the line was a little bit into the outside of the Norway Pavilion. So we waited maybe like 15 minutes mm-hmm. outside before we got into the entrance. And once you get into the entrance, it's just where like the cast members are and they hold like they're checking in like the fast pass people. But then the regular line is also going through. We had just gotten under there. The people that were in line in front of us, I was really annoyed by, like, I was starting to get annoyed by from before for several reasons. It was, like, a group of, like, five or six, I don't know if they were teenagers, but they were maybe, like,
they were young people.
They were young. They were definitely, they couldn't fucking have been more, it's actually Gen Z. They're not millennials.
Whatever. Oh, my God. Can't even make a fucking joke.
She's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Wow, your voice is awful.
It's awful. And it's only getting worse. So
anyway, we...
Sorry, not sorry.
We, they were really obnoxious because I'm not a PDA person at all. I don't like seeing PDA, period. Like, I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're straight. You do you, boo-boo, but I don't want to see you making out with your significant other anywhere. Like, nowhere.
It's too hot.
There was this...
It's too hot.
This, in this it's group Disney, of people, and they had a mom with them. This is why I think that they're teenagers, because somebody's mom was with them, and then it was, like, five or six kids. But they're, one of the people in the group was this couple, and they were, like, all over each other. The guy more so than the girl, and he kept, like, just... pecking, they were handsy and like pecking, kissing, and I was just getting annoyed just seeing that. Not because of anything. I'm just like keep it, get a room.
You don't like nobody. You don't like to see.
I don't like when people touch me anyway. So like, why do I want to see other people touching each other? So you know, it's just not my thing. So they were like just being annoying. They were just, which is fine. Like, I get it. You're in Disney. Teenagers. Like, it's Disney. They're teenagers. Whatever. They were being annoying, but, and like, they also, the other thing that they were doing is like, I clearly have a little kid with me, and they were like in the Frozen line, and like a lot of the outside lines, like they'll either do like, there's some shaded areas or like umbrellas or whatever. And like, they were all hovering under this umbrella, and I have a toddler with me. Like, you can't give me a little bit of space so I can get under the umbrella with my kid.
No.
So anyway, as soon as we get into the, like, pretty much we had been under the actual inside of the building for maybe 35 seconds when I see this little girl look up to me and David, and she was hysterically crying, and she's like, where are my mommy and daddy? And I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
So the group in front of me, I asked them, I'm like, is she with you? And they were like, no, we saw her a few minutes ago. We just thought she was with you guys since you have another little kid. So I was like,
how old do you think this little girl was?
I know how old she was. Okay. She told me how old she was. She's four.
Okay.
So I was like, no, she's not with me, but it's okay. I'll figure it out. And I told David, I'm like, I'll figure this out. Like, stay in the line with Link, and I'll, when I'm done with this, like, I'll meet up with you.
Right.
So
get down, lady down.
And David told me after all this happened, he's like, I wanted to help you and I wanted to help her, but like, as a man,
yeah,
though, if the wrong person thinks the wrong thing, yeah. Like, and it's not only that, he also has to always be cognizant of the fact that he's a teacher at a Catholic school, and he has to,
yeah, like, he has to maintain
anything.
And it is like his statement, and even is sad. Even but an it accusation makes sense is to me.
Exactly. Even one accusation, true or false, is damaging, and he can't.
No, but not even that. Like, it, honestly, it's a sad statement, but it's true. Like,
it is.
You don't know like where the parents are. You don't know that somebody's where? Not going to think where
she said where
she did
when somebody's like going to see him with the kid and think that he took the kid.
Right, exactly. Especially since she's crying or whatever. And then he has another kid with him, like, because he has Link with him. So I told him, I'm like, just stay in the line. I'll figure this out. You know, whatever. So I go to the cast member that's there, who's maybe like 14. She's not 14, but she looks like she's fucking 14.
I totally understand what age she is.
And
14 is
anything younger than 20 is 14.
But I think in Epcot, if you haven't been to Epcot, Epcot has the side of the countries, the World Showcase. Everybody that works in that particular country is from that particular country.
Yeah. Right.
So this girl was from Norway.
Just staying on brand.
Yep. This girl was from Norway, and she, like, they you know, they speak English, but it's not their first language. So, you know, I told her, I'm like, this little girl's lost. We need to find her parents. And she goes, oh, okay. And she kind of, like, paused for a second, like, kind of like she didn't. Then I could tell that she was probably, like, newer.
Yeah.
Just because she hesitated a lot and, like, kind of like she didn't really know what to do. So she told another girl, and this other girl knew what to do. And she started, like, right away. The first thing they do when there's a child reported lost at Disney's, they shut down the entrances. So the first thing she did is she called the front.
Code Adam.
Right. They called the front and she gave the code Adam, and like that was it. So when they do that, and
I almost caused a code Adam at an Old Navy one time.
Oh, you're lovely.
Not me, Sophie. She was hiding from me, and I was freaking out.
Great, Sophie. Good job.
And I like a team member saw me freaking out, and like she got on the radio. She's like, "We have a missing child," and like, "Do we need a code Adam?" And then I found her, and I was like, "I found her, and I'm gonna beat the shit out of her now." But I found her.
So
I don't beat my kid. Okay, I don't beat my kid. That's like the third time I've threatened to beat my children in 15 minutes. I don't beat my kids. Just putting it out there.
So Epcot is a little bit more complicated because it's the only park that has two different entrances. So they have to shut down two entrances. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they called it right away. And then the girl looks back at me. She's like, "Okay, we'll take care of it." And I guess my mom intuition right. was like, "I'm not leaving her alone. Like, I'm not leaving this kid alone. This poor kid is..."
She came up
She
to
was
you.
Already, like, holding my hand. Like, I'm like, "I can't just leave this girl here. Like, I have to see this through."
She picked you out.
"I have to see this through."
Yeah.
So I leaned down and I asked her what her name was, and she told me her name, and I told her, like, "Do you want me to stay with you until you find your mom? Until they find your mom?" And she said yes. So I told her, I'm like, "If you guys don't mind, I would like to stay with her until you find your mom. She's terrified. Like, I don't feel comfortable leaving her alone." So they said I was fine. So I took her to I took her to a corner and I sat with her and I just started asking her a bunch of questions. And as I'm looking around and I'm just kind of looking at what she's wearing and just being observant just to try to pick up information, she has two pins on. She has a first visit pin.
Poor thing.
And then the other one said, they had the I'm celebrating pin, and on the I'm celebrating pin said our adoption. So this girl was like freshly adopted. So
you just got goosebumps.
At that point I was like, I don't know, I was, my head was running. It's weird because like my head was running a mile a minute, but then I felt like the time was crawling.
Yeah.
So I just sat with her and I asked her like where they were, if she knew, like I asked her what her parents' names were, and she told me her parents' names. I didn't ask for her last name.
Right.
But at that age, it's hit or miss whether or not they know their last name, and especially if she's newly adopted, she might not know if she has a new last name or whatever. Yeah. She told me she had an older brother who was 5. And then she told me she was staying at the hotel with the big yo-yo, which is the Pop Century.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I asked her, I'm like, "Oh, is it the Pop Century?" And she's like, "Yeah, it's that one." And I just started like asking her different things, like what she had done when we were in Disney, like how many, you know, what had she seen or whatever, just to get her like distracted from what was going on. And like, it couldn't have been very long because like a few minutes later, one of the guests, the Plaids, the guest relations people came over and saw her, and they asked her.
Is that what they're called, the Plaids?
They're not. I call them that. But I just, the guest relations people are always in plaid. They right. have a different uniform from anybody else. So he comes over and he's like, "Oh, are you..." You know, whatever. I don't want to say her name. He's like, "Are you, you know, whatever?" And she was like, "Yeah." He's like, I have your mom. Can you come with me?" And I asked her again. I'm like, "Do you want me to come with you until you get to your mom?" And she's like, "Yeah." And she like did not let go of me this entire time. Like, she sat with me.
She picked you up.
She sat with me. She held my hand the entire time. Like, she like hugged me at one point. Like, while like just like to cuddle up to me. Like, so. I walked over, and her mom and her brother were there. Dad wasn't there because apparently he had gone looking for her. So her mom was like okay once they had said that they had told her they had found her, but the brother was like hysterical.
They don't understand.
They don't, and he's only a year older than her. So I brought her back, and I took her to her mom, and the little brother like looks up at me, and this like broke my heart. At that point, I was like, I had to like not fall apart in front of these people because I don't do that anyway, but I had to like really try. And he told me,
she was gonna get rusty.
He told me, he was like, "Thank you so much. I thought I was never gonna see her again." Oh. And I was like, no, I felt so bad for him. And then I asked the mom, I'm like, "Are you okay?" Because I can't imagine just like having freshly adopted these kids.
And then one of them just
So apparently what ended up happening, they were in line for Royal Summer House to meet Anna and Elsa, and then we're gonna go on the ride after, and she snuck away because she wanted to see the ride. So so they were just on the other side of the pavilion.
They weren't even that far.
They weren't, it's not like they were on the other side of the park.
But in Disney?
In Disney. 2 seconds.
I mean, as a kid, one time we were in Magic Kingdom, and I think I was sitting at the fountain. I can't remember which fountain it was. I was sitting at a fountain with my cousin, and we were looking at the water, like we were throwing a couple coins that my aunt had given us, and I turn around and I didn't see anybody. I could not see anyone. I couldn't see my aunt, my uncle, any of my cousins, like, because my aunt and uncle have three girls, and then they took me. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't see anybody. And, like, I sat there, and I remember, like, my parents always told me, if you get lost, don't move. Mm-hmm. Stay where you are, and we'll find you. And I was with my younger cousin. So, like, the two of us are sitting there, and I turned around, and I started freaking out. I was, like, mm-hmm. 7 or 8 years old. This is the same trip that my uncle sat behind me on Space Mountain mm-hmm. in case I would fall. Same trip. So I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm just, like, looking around, and I'm, like, I don't... And I tell my cousin, I'm, like, oh, my God, I don't see anybody. I think they left us here. She's, like, Vanessa, they're right there. They were literally 10 feet away from us, and yeah. I couldn't see them. So they could be right next to you, and you just, like, don't see them.
Well, Teresa got lost on us one time when she was, like, 4 years old, because her birthday's in November, which always coincides with Food and Wine Festival. So we would go every... There's a bunch... In David's family, there's a bunch of birthdays in November. And so we would always go, like, for Food and Wine to, like, celebrate everybody's birthday. It was one of those things where you're in a big group of people and you think somebody else has the kid.
Yeah.
And she had... My mother-in-law had gone to the store in the American Experience, and she apparently said that she was going... They had understood that she was going to go find her mom in the store, but what she... Because she said, I'm going to America.
Mm-hmm.
But so they understood that she was going to go to the store. Actually, homegirl went upstairs to the show and sat in the show for 25 minutes. So for 25 minutes, the park was shut down, and every single person... We split up. We were looking in the bathrooms. We were looking under stalls to see if people were, like, changing her hair color. Like, we went into full on fucking panic mode.
Well, yeah. How old was she?
Like five or six years old. Like, David and I had maybe been dating a year.
Love him.
A year or two. So I don't even think Sebastian was born yet. That's how long ago it was. So
kids are the worst.
And then she just came up. She's out of nowhere. She's like, I went to the show, but it was boring, so I left.
Listen,
kids are the worst.
Kids my ass. Okay. Fun fact.
Oh, do you get lost at Disney?
No, babe. Last...
Your mom.
February.
Your mom.
We went to Disney.
Kids and old people. They're one of the
kids
same.
Old people are like kids.
My mom is my second child. Mm-hmm. Well, actually third if you count Jeff.
Third.
Yeah. So we're at Animal Kingdom. Yeah. We go to Animal Kingdom. We had just finished riding the safari ride.
Okay.
Okay. And we all, like, Nathan said he had to go to the bathroom. I was like, oh, okay. So we went for people that especially the two sitting in front of me that had these parks memorized. As you exit the safari ride, you know that in front of the Africa section is that bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That has, like...
That's the bathroom you pee in before you get to the safari, because safari's long as fuck.
Yeah, so there's, like, a bench area to the... Like, mm-hmm. if you're coming from the safari, on the right side, there's the bench. On the left side is the doors to the bathroom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we head that way. Since we had the stroller and all that stuff, and Jeff didn't have to go, when we walked up to the thing, we hit right to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my mother went left. So I position Jeff with the stroller, with the bags here. I go around the little bench into the same bathroom and go in. I walk inside, assuming my mother's already in here, because I saw her walk towards the bathrooms.
Right.
So I walk in. I take Nathan. I gotta pee. I take Nathan to go pee. I look around. I don't see my mom. So when we finish, I walk out. I go, Julie. No, didn't hear anything. Walked out. Went to the little
bench. I like
that bench.
You call her by her name when I'm with my mom. I just call mom. like, I don't call her.
75 people respond.
I know, but like, I feel like she would recognize my voice, so she would respond. Like, if you don't recognize,
but
the
when
voice
you're calling her,
you,
do you have your sexy man voice?
No,
because nobody recognizes.
I don't have my sexy man voice all the time. I like my sexy man voice.
It's not bad. But yeah, so I walk out and I go and I give Nathan. I go to where Jeff is, and I'm like, have you seen my mom? Uh-huh. To the bench, right there. Literally, there's like maybe like a little stage.
There is, because that's where like they have
the
like a little,
yeah, it's like a little flat stage.
I just sat there with Lincoln waiting for David to poop.
Yeah.
So
you
I know
what you did, David.
I go to
you
my, I go
did.
To Jeff. I'm like,
you know how long David takes to shit.
I go to Jeff. I go, have you seen my mom? And he goes, no, she's not. She hasn't come back. I'm like, okay, let me go to the bathroom to see if she's still in there. I walk back around. I have Nathan holding Nathan's hand because he wanted to come with me. So we walk to the bathroom door again. Steps.
Mm-hmm.
My mom walks out of the bathroom in tears. In
tears.
Poor Julie. God.
And I'm like, she goes, I thought I lost you and I don't know where you went. And but like,
because you're tears. Five.
Also, she thought she got separated from us. It wasn't like, she wasn't crying because she lost me. She was crying because she was lost.
Hold on. Well, but did she also forget?
I've done that.
Did she also forget that in her pocket, she has a device to communicate with you and find you in three seconds?
But the thing is, she says apparently she's been
2018. I don't understand.
So no, here's the thing.
Because you freak out.
Well, apparently she was calling
people panic for no reason.
Yeah, but apparently
I got lost in a forest, okay? But I'll get into that. Go ahead.
Apparently she was calling me, but my phone was in the bag that was with Jeff.
This is why I always have my phone in my hand.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I was wearing leggings and I was taking Nathan
leggings
to the...
Leggings need pockets.
They need pockets.
Workout leggings have pockets, and that's what I wear to the parks. I wear the workout ones because they have the little pockets.
Which, FYI, I wear these sometimes to the park, and just the other day...
sweat technology.
Well, so just the other day, I found out that apparently...
It has a pocket?
I have a pocket right here.
In the waistband.
Are you sure you're not wearing them backwards?
No.
No, it's right here.
Because a lot of times they have it like right
no,
at
it's...
Are you wearing them back?
No.
No, there's your tag.
No, that's my tag. But I just found out that these have a pocket in the back, which I didn't know that. But
for like credit cards and stuff.
Yeah, for credit cards. But I had no idea. But
the more you know.
Yeah. So I'm like, Mom, she goes, where'd you go? I'm like, we went to Jeff's right there. She goes, but I walked out and I didn't see you. I'm like, where'd you go? And literally, she walked it. But I think in your like, and that's in the same
tunnel vision. When you're panicking.
Yeah, in that same height that you were saying that they were like 10 feet away. She must have walked right by Jeff, but she wasn't. Here's also the thing.
She wasn't looking for Jeff.
That's the same thing like how I will sometimes lose my car in the parking lot. Like, where the fuck did I park? And then I realize I'm in Jeff's car.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking for my car. And like, Jeff has done this all the time. And he's like, where the hell did we park? And I go, we're in my car. And he goes, fuck. Okay, there it is. Because if you're looking for one specific thing. And
yeah, so you're not going to see the other thing.
She was looking for me.
And Nathan.
She was not looking for Jeff.
Why would she be looking for Jeff?
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be each kid to get lost.
But that's easy to, like, I've done that. Like, you turn around, I'm like, where the fuck did Nary go? And he's 30 steps behind me or something.
But the thing is, like, me and...
But
and the
call
thing is,
people!
But the thing is, here's the thing. Me and Jeff don't have this problem because me and Jeff have done conventions for so long together that Jeff knows I can find his ass. So Jeff will sometimes like wander or slow down, and I am just like, I have a really good honed in on him,
right?
That like I can see him, I know what he's wearing, I have it in my head, if he changes clothes I'm fucked.
She has a tracker on
but like I can find him wherever he is. So like sometimes he'll wander to the right or the left.
She's fucking James from Twilight.
I'm like, as long as I got Nathan with me, I could care less. Because, like, I got the kid. So you want to wander off. Or when we don't have Nathan and it's just me and him, go.
Yeah, they don't talk to... It's weird. They don't talk to each other at conventions. Mm-mm. They will stay on... I've been to a convention with Jeff and Christy. And I'm prepping Vanessa because she's going to come with us this year.
Yes! And, damn time.
And they don't... They don't see each other. Like, and David and I will be texting. We'll be separated, but we'll be texting throughout the convention because he'll send me like pictures of cool shit that he's seen, and like I'll send him stuff too. These people don't even fucking communicate.
They're
until like 8 o'clock at night.
They're
and
in
I'm
their
like,
own world.
We have our
understand.
Con. Like, our con plan is in. Like, our biggest issue is like when we have like a photo opportunity or an autograph that we want to get, or like we found the vendor that we've been looking for or something like that. Like, then we'll try to find each other. Which this year we finally remembered them because we used them in the last con. We have our walkie talkies because
smart.
There is
we also
no
have
reception.
Cell phones.
There's no cell phone in that fucking
convention center.
I found Dave every time with my phone.
Yeah, no, I just found Jeff because I knew.
Also,
more or less
there's
where,
an app called Find Your Friends where you can just know where people are.
I just
it's not hard.
I just know where Jeff would go buy shit.
Oh, so do I.
So I was like, he's probably at this booth. Oh, there he is. It's pretty easy. But I can find Jeff, so I don't worry about it. My mom, like, is, like, at a panic, like, to always, like, be right next. What's your experiences?
Is she going to come?
Yeah.
Well, your mom, that first time that we went to Disney together, Oliver, I don't think, was even a year yet.
No, so we met. We just randomly met up
at Star
Tours. Yeah,
we, bumped into each other at Star Tours. And you went with me and Sophie on Star Tours. The boys stayed with the babies and with your mom.
Speaking of Star Tours, Lincoln... Dave almost Freudian slip. Lincoln was tall enough...
Well, Dave just hit that high requirement, too, so...
Lincoln was tall enough to ride Star Tours for the first time. So he rode it, and he had a fucking blast. And he was like, oh, it's 3PO. Oh, it's BB-8. Oh, it's Poe. Oh, it's Finn. And he was like... He was...
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
I'm excited to take Oliver for the first time.
It was great. And we didn't even have to like try to like make him the height. Like once he stood up straight, you know how sometimes when they're like too small, but you're trying to like
the hair.
No, like
stand on your tippy toes.
No.
Bit of weight to your.
No. Like he went under the thing and he was perfect.
Awesome. So your mom. I'm going to put your mom on blast. The boys went to get food and left Julie with two children under two.
Yeah.
Nate, I think, was like just starting to walk and he ran off and Oliver was in a high chair and Julie left Oliver at a restaurant by himself while the boys were getting food and Christy and I are on Star Tours with Sophie. She like left him alone to run after Nathan and like Neri was mad. She was like, I can't believe she left him alone. I'm like,
that's not his grandkid.
I was like, that's not her grandkid. First,
she's not used to being she's
like, and I was
like, she's just gonna let the other one run off. Yeah. Like, come on,
ours was sitting in a chair. Like, it's immobile.
Well, exactly. And in all fairness, like Nathan had ran into like the sand pit. So it wasn't too far.
No, I feel like she took 10 steps.
And yeah, it wasn't too far. But when they came back, my mom was like by the kitchen and Oliver was where Vanessa is. So he was like, and I was like, Nathan bolts.
Yeah, I get it.
You like, have like a couple inches to grab him.
Yeah, he took off. What is she going to do? Just sit there and be like, Nathan, like, I can't leave this one. Nathan, like, no. You got to do what you got to do. The one that's not moving, you can leave him. He'll be there when you come back. Like,
and she didn't have the dexterity to lift and run.
Yeah, Oliver's.
Well, Oliver has also weighed like 30 pounds since he was born. Yeah. So
and she just ran out to the other one. But luckily now, Nathan at least listens a little bit better. He has yet to run off on us or anything like that.
Yeah. Lincoln doesn't run off, thank God. But that's plastic. But sure,
well, I'm very proud of you for your mitzvah.
Thanks.
L'chaim.
That's so tough.
There you go. There's your Jewish terminology for the day.
Thanks.
Nathan cheers now. It's amazing.
Oh my God. So does Link. He goes, cheers, everybody.
Yeah, we had
and
dinner.
He wants to do it 17 fucking
mine
times.
Mine too. They're like, teen, teen, salut. And they say all the words. Like, can you just pick one and be done?
We had dinner outside. Like, we had dinner, everybody together at the table, like, right before I left here. And everybody there comes and Nathan goes, cheers. I don't know what's going on with your dog.
She missed you guys. It's only been a week.
All right, guys. I think we have to.
Are we there?
I think so. I think the time has come.
We're at 38 minutes. We can.
Okay, we'll pause and then we'll get into it on the way back.
All right. Please hold. All right. Thanks for holding. We're back.
Vanessa's dog is staring me down.
Like beyond thirsty today.
No, like, this is like a next level. Thank you.
She was using my thigh to like prop herself up on you, so I moved and she got down.
Jesus.
So
sorry for the hair on your pants.
Unless you've been living under a rock for a week.
Well, this is gonna air
next week. Not this week.
This is gonna air
because we have the hot mess.
Yeah,
the hot
mess. Next week is the 18th. That's the one with Paula and Jeff. And then this will be out on the 25th.
So unless you've been living under a rock for the last couple of weeks, and we apologize for like we don't have the latest developments because again we're recording 2 weeks ahead of time. Tristan Thompson ain't shit. Fuck that guy, or rather, don't fuck him.
Stephanie, who's Tristan Thompson?
I'm so glad you asked. Tristan Thompson is a bench warmer for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he's 26 years old. So he's an immature child. And he is also Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy. And the day before, or 2 days before, because it was Tuesday, I think it came out, and she had the baby on Thursday. Tuesday, as rumors were starting to spread that her water had broken or she was already like in like experiencing the Braxton Hicks or whatever, the Daily Mail releases a video. Daily Mail did the first one. So the Daily Mail released, and with really like the Daily Mail is like a British tabloid. Like it's not very reputable. Like it's reputable, sort of, but it's not.
It's like their TMZ.
It's like their TMZ, but they're no, to TMZ's credit, they don't report on something that's not true.
Well, what I mean, like.
But it's just a sleazy, you know, tabloid. Yeah. But Daily Mail gets it wrong a lot. But Daily Mail posts a picture of an alleged makeout of involving Tristan Thompson and another chick. You don't see Tristan's face in this. So it was hard. A lot of people, when this first got out, were like, oh, it's how can you prove it's him? You don't see his face. He's wearing like a jean vest and then like a white hoodie under it. Right. And he has the hood pulled up over. So you don't see anything, like nothing. But then Daily Mail started backing it up with like pictures of him from the front on the same night wearing the same outfit just by himself. So you can kind of like put two and two together. What?
It's politics. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
No, we're not. We don't go there.
Well, hang on.
Jesus.
Hashtag priorities. Okay. All right.
Go ahead. And then, like, a few hours later,
yeah, we got a lot of information.
More pictures
very
were
quickly.
Surfacing of the same night, Tristan wearing the same outfit with the same girl that he was allegedly making out with, walking into a hotel room, and then not surfacing for several hours.
And she came out.
And then she came out with a bag. Like the next morning,
a Louis Vuitton bag,
and then
like, that was did she get like a
gift bag,
like gift bag, like
oh no, like supposedly like it was like her luggage.
Oh, it's not like A Rod.
Is it A Rod or Jeter?
Jeter.
Oh, it was Jeter. He would give you like your
the gift basket.
Yeah, what a fucking dick.
Yeah, but you know basket. What? He's a dick.
You wouldn't take a gift basket.
I would.
Autographed baseballs and shit.
Someone thinks very highly of himself to be giving out autographed baseballs. Like, thanks for fucking me. Here's the baseball.
It's
my favorite story.
So, and then TMZ drops the bomb that back in October, while he was at a hookah lounge in DC. Which, by the way, why are we still going to hookah lounges in 2018? Are
Hookah's
we in high school?
Fun.
But yeah, hookah lounges? Like, are we in high school or are we Persian? Like,
yeah, like hookah was a thing, but like, and I even had a hookah and
hookah was
done.
A thing like 7 years ago.
Yeah, like I don't even know. I think I
how
either gave it away
or we did a hookah.
Yeah, but how long ago did I get married? I've been married almost 9 years.
Yeah, I remember having like a hookah when I like before when I was single and stuff like that, and we would do it all the time, but. Yeah.
Why are we still doing hookah in 2018? You're so lame. Like, why are we still doing hookah in 2018? Is it because you're young? I don't get it. Whatever.
I think it's fun.
Anyway.
It is, but have a whole lounge?
At the hookah lounge, there's a video with him and two girls, and he, like, motorboats one
of them. Like, there's no audio, obviously, because it's just
it's
the
secure,
video.
It's secure. Yeah. It's like surveillance footage.
But, like, these people are cracking up.
Yeah.
The girl, like, he's, like, putting his hands, like, kissing one of them, motorboating the other one. One
grabbed his dick.
Grabbing his dick. Like, and they were laughing hysterical about how funny this is.
I heard somebody, I think I heard it on the radio, that they were talking about these videos that one of the girls kept, like, making eye contact with the camera. Like, they knew they were being recorded.
I don't know.
Probably, because
I haven't really watched them because I don't want to, like...
Back in October, Chloe was, like, 3 months pregnant. So it was before, like, the world knew she was pregnant, but she was pregnant.
But she and was pregnant, and he obviously knew at that
and
point.
And October was when they made their, like, appearance as Khaleesi and...
Right, for Halloween.
For Halloween, that was, like, this epic couple costume.
Right, exactly.
And you're sticking your dick where it doesn't belong.
Well... Yeah. And then, so there have been a lot of things that have come out since, like, that there's also a story floating around that, like, the night, so we remember Chloe's baby shower?
Yeah.
That there was the baby shower, like, on Saturday, and then on Sunday was, like, a big birthday party that she threw for him. Well, that night in between the two events, he was out at another hookah lounge in Santa Monica.
Apparently he likes hookah.
What a fucking loser. Like, this should have been your first
red
flag. He goes
bong,
to hookah
bro.
Lounge.
Just get a bong and go home.
Don't say the hookah thing. So anyway, he was apparently out at a hookah lounge with some other chicks, like the night of her baby shower, like the night before. Not only the
he
night of her baby,
the
shower,
baby
but then
shower.
He was like, at the baby yeah, shower. He was at the baby shower. Or he did what every dad does and like makes an appearance at the baby shower. It's like, oh look, I made a child worship me. So
I had sex 8 months ago.
Exactly. So. But like, yeah, supposedly the night of the baby shower, he went out and it's like, and Tristan, it's also worth noting, left a pregnant baby mama for Chloe.
Yeah, and him and Chloe are officially, like, they were officially...
They're together.
Like, together. Like, yeah. This wasn't just a...
They're Facebook official.
Yeah, like, they didn't just knock her up and, like, he was not involved. Like, they were together.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do a couple costume for Halloween.
You're not... You don't do that if you're just, like...
If you're just fucking, banging. Because, you know, that's, like, too much
out there. That's fucking commitment.
That's commitment. That shit's going on social media. That's commitment.
Like, you two together. Like, you can listen. You can be at a baby shower. You can be at parties.
Right.
Stuff like that. But when you plan a costume together...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That means that you two are, like, telling the world.
Right. So, this is not the first time that he does this. In all fairness, professional athletes... specifically basketball players, but professional athletes in general have a terrible reputation.
Carmelo, like,
Bro, before Carmelo, Kobe, do we not remember that shit?
Yeah, but at but Kobe at least had the decency to feel bad about it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he bought shit. He bought
But that's not because he felt bad. That's because he didn't want her to, he didn't want her, like, take him for all he was worth.
It's better than freaking Carmelo telling Lala that, like, he didn't understand that they didn't have an open marriage.
Yeah, no, that was fucking bullshit.
Like, oh, I thought we could do this.
No.
No.
No, that, no. Nobody ever agreed to
that.
Didn't
he say that he thought he could do it, but that she wasn't supposed to do it? No, honey, that's not how it's... If we're going to do this, you have to, like, play fair.
Yeah, but, like, that was the whole thing. Like, so I get, like, you know, at least feel bad about it. But, like, yes, there was, we have to stand by the fact that there was many red flags.
There were red flags.
But
that being said, so obviously this guy fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So, like, that's fairly obvious. He's fucking awful. He, no, like, we're not doing it.
And it's,
like, you're canceled.
And it's Chloe.
And it's fucking Chloe, bro.
Which, there was a meme that we were talking about.
She's the coolest one.
I've been through this before.
And Chloe, all Chloe's, and like, look, there could be an argument made for, like, she just wanted a baby. Because she's been wanting, but fuck you. Because
if she just wanted a baby, she could have gone and made a baby by herself.
Yeah.
Like, she did not need him to make
a baby. And she's Chloe, who has been struggling to get pregnant.
So I don't know how much she's actually been struggling to get pregnant, because I remember when all that shit was coming out about Lamar, she finally admitted that that it wasn't necessarily that they weren't getting pregnant, is that she kept putting it off, or, like, they were struggling, but then, like, she wasn't following up with, like, fertility specialists because, like, she didn't want to because of all the shit Lamar was doing.
That's fine. But I mean, it happens all the time. Like, I have a friend who, when, like, she was married to her first husband, they struggled, and the doctors told her, like, unless you do, like, fertility treatments, you're not going to have a baby naturally on her own. And then she ended up getting divorced, started dating this other guy, and, like, instantly got pregnant. So it happens.
But, like,
sometimes your body's like, no, that guy's not the right one for you.
Yeah.
But, like, Chloe, like,
what is it that Monica has? An inhospitable womb?
An inhospitable environment. I'm always the hostess.
But, like, it just pisses me off.
Yeah, it's like it's
this one hurt.
This one hurts. This one hurts. And, like, really, the other,
like, I don't care. I really don't care.
But the, like, other point,
celebrity
that
lives don't affect me.
Yeah,
but this other one, point, like,
that
really
I would like to bring up is that, which we were kind of talking about a little bit off mic, was we're looking at this as regular human beings. I think the rules are a little bit different for celebrities. And there's a lot of speculation, especially for, like, since you know kind of what you're getting into with pro athletes, that maybe there could have been some sort of agreement to where, like, you do what you do, but don't embarrass me.
Right.
So,
like, for the longest, seems like he wasn't trying to hide.
Listen,
it.
No, for the longest time, we're pretty sure that for the longest time that was the agreement with
Lamar.
No, not even with Courtney,
with Scott
and Scott.
Yeah,
for the longest time it was like, listen,
you have to consider the fact that, and I'm not excusing anything. I'm just you know, like, different relationship rules work for different people, and if these are people that have careers where they're gone forever, where, you know, they're gone for weeks at a time, and they're, you know, they're always with different people, and athletes in general, athletes, musicians, whatever, constantly have, like, women throw themselves at them. I mean, look, like, I'll put it to you in this perspective. Like, David's not even famous, and I've seen, like, dumbasses at bars where he's played at, like, try to get flirty with him. Just, David's an idiot and doesn't realize people are flirting with him.
But Dave has really fast fingers. I've seen it in person.
I know.
So,
Jesus, this got weird.
what? You guys can do it all the fucking time, and then when I like play for 1 second, it's weird.
I don't do it unless I'm like,
sure, Jen.
Do it a little bit, but yeah, no. But see, that it's just like, I don't know. I think the whole thing with this one, and then the timing
was awful. The timing is awful because literally 2 days later, like 36 hours later, she gave birth
to Khaleesi Kardashian.
To Khaleesi Kardashian.
Which, by the way,
that's not her official name.
No. But if it,
oh my God, could you imagine like if we called it?
There's a podcast, a Kardashian podcast that I listen to, and they recorded an emergency episode specifically for this situation. Right.
Well, it's called
the Say Bible podcast. Mm-hmm. Which I want to talk about something that they brought up on their show. They were sent an email from a source that was very close to the Kardashians. They didn't say who it was. They didn't want to even reveal the gender of the person so that like it wouldn't be like so that you couldn't even tell, which to me is just Malika. But you know,
one of the twins,
either Malika or Khadijah.
We see you.
But anyway, but they when Kim Surrogate was pregnant with Chicago, they were saying that Kanye was going to name the baby Calabasas.
They were not.
They really weren't.
So they weren't that far off in naming the baby Chicago, like they were, you know, naming after city. So if we call the fact that she's not going to give the baby Tristan's last name,
and I really hope she doesn't. He was present
for the delivery. But
I have feelings about it too.
Because he was in Cleveland.
But.
So. Which I still think could have gotten a private jet. Get a doctor, put her ass
she
in a
must have already
jet.
Been in labor.
She had to have already
she
been
had
in
to
labor,
have already yeah. been in labor, like contracting, but maybe not dilating. But the doctor was like, you can't leave.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, get my ass on a private jet, get me a doctor.
If she wasn't contracting or maybe she wasn't dilated, I'm sure she would have been able to get on a private jet. But she must have already been like in the beginning stages of labor, because if not, she would have not given birth in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So if it is Khaleesi Kardashian,
but yeah,
we have hashtagged that way before.
Yeah,
we want credit.
We called it when they used
that.
Oh
my God, we should trademark it before so that they have to buy it from us.
Just pick up Khaleesi Kardashian.
Pick it up on Instagram.
Instagram.
I'm gonna grab that right now.
Do it.
I'm grabbing the username.
Do it. We're splitting all proceeds, Stephanie.
If they want to buy it from me, I'll sell it to them.
But we're splitting the proceeds.
That's fine. Of course,
$2 million.
That's it.
How much can you sell a handle for?
I'm gonna pick that shit up right now.
Do it.
So this is actually happening.
But yeah, like so.
So I have some feelings about the release of all of this information, and I read it somewhere, and I hate that I kind of agree with it that Chris was sitting on this footage.
Oh, for sure.
And
for sure.
She leaked it when Khloé was in labor to draw more attention to the labor and the birth of the baby.
I am 100%. Positive that there is nothing that is leaked about the Kardashian family that they don't know about.
Yeah,
because
they have friends in all places,
and they have friends in all the media, all the paparazzi. Like these people know. Because I'm sorry, you show me somebody, please show me on Instagram, on somewhere, anywhere, an ugly picture.
Oh, never.
The only thing that they hit on them with is when they're pregnant, and then that's just asshole pictures.
Yeah.
And that they just say that they're big. But yeah. There is no picture.
Well, Kim kind of brought it on herself because she really wasn't dressing for a pregnant body, but that's another story.
But besides
story,
that, that's about
still.
It because, listen, you can, even like the big oversized scrub, like sweatpants that Kylie was wearing.
Yeah.
Got it.
Good. Just in case, man.
We actually own at Khaleesi Kardashian.
Yeah.
Did you grab the Twitter too?
No, I haven't gotten the Twitter.
Get the Twitter.
Give me a second.
Listen, this is exactly what happened with Gunnar Pratt. They looked for a name that had not been taken on social media. Didn't you hear that episode?
I did.
Yeah, that Heidi and Spencer Pratt said that one of the reasons that they named their son Gunnar is because they were looking for names that had not been taken on social media.
That's pretty smart.
Done.
Oh my God.
Listen, just in case. It's not going to be it.
It's like an insurance policy, guys.
Listen, my kids need to go to college.
So, but anyway, the Say Bible podcast, I have to shout this out to them because they kind of... Maybe see, because I was really angry. Like, I was seeing red for 2 days.
I was, like, really upset.
It was literally all we were talking about.
It's like, it feels like our best friend is going through something.
Definitely. Like, and we know someone that went through something very similar to this.
Minus the pregnancy.
Right, minus the pregnancy thing. But, like, so this was still, like, kind of fresh in our minds. And we just, like, we're getting angry on behalf of all women that this has happened to.
Which, that statement that we saw, that post that was, like, I have a job.
Oh, yeah. I sent it to you guys. It was like...
Can we share it?
I think we did.
Yeah, I've spent 98% of the last 24 hours having serious discussions about Khloe Kardashian. And yes, I have a full-time job, a toddler, and friends.
Yeah.
Because, yes.
Yeah, and then we hashtagged it Khaleesi Kardashian, and I got a text from a friend of mine that she was like, I have been following the story for 2 days, and I have not seen this hashtag. What is this hashtag? And I was like... That's an us thing. We did that. Like, we are calling that she's going to name the baby Khaleesi Kardashian.
Which, I swear to God.
Bro.
I would die.
Die. Like, I would drop dead. Like, that's because fucking amazing.
That would be hysterical. And the reason that we said Khaleesi is because we are very much on the fuck him.
Yeah.
Single mom this shit.
What was it that you wrote? Khaleesi Kardashian, first of her name.
First of her name. Breaker of fuck boys.
Yeah.
Queen of reality show babies.
But yeah, I feel like Khaleesi would be a kick-ass name. And
First of all, it starts with a K. It's on brand.
It starts with a K.
It's on brand.
Like Khloe.
It's on brand.
It's K-H. And there's not...
It's K-H like Khloe, so...
Actually, and Khloe would do it just to fuck with Chris. Because nobody else has done it.
No.
No.
No one has done a K-name.
No. Nobody has done the K names, which...
Well, because none of their kids are Kardashian kids. They all are...
Yeah, no, but hers are Jenners anyway. Like, she kept it when she became a Jenner.
Right.
Like, she still kept it with Kendall and Kylie.
Right, but at that point, like...
You're committed.
They're all her kids.
That's commitment there.
It is.
You stayed on brand the whole way.
But I mean, like...
Well, Kim talked about doing it.
Kim did Chris talk about doing it, but the reason she didn't do it is because Kim starts with a K and Kanye starts with a K, and they didn't want to, like, have a three and then be KKK.
Yeah.
I understand why you did not do that. Yes. I understand why she didn't do that.
So. But yeah, I really hope she does. I hope she gives, at least, even if she doesn't go with Khaleesi, I hope the baby is...
Somebody's got to do it. Can someone please do a K name? Like,
Rob's the one that had the chance to do it, and he didn't.
Yeah, because he is the one that actually had a Kardashian baby.
Right.
Hi, Rob.
We were all rooting for you, Rob.
We were all rooting for you, Rob.
I'm still rooting for you, Rob.
Seriously.
Poor Dream.
Man.
Like,
well, Kim posted a super cute picture of Saint and Dream today. It was really cute.
She did. Yeah. I follow them, but I don't know why I don't see their shit.
But. As soon as I finish stealing this Twitter name, I will continue on with what I was saying.
But no, like, it's just, we have way too much vested interest in this, and I don't know why.
What do you mean it's too many characters? Fuck.
Yeah. Really?
Khaleesi Kardashian is too many?
Yeah, Kardashian, yeah. Oh, but that's probably why Kourtney, her Twitter is Kourtney Kardashian. That makes sense.
So get Khaleesi Kardashian.
Yeah, Khaleesi Kardashian. That's what it is.
Do it. Do it.
All right. Khaleesi Kardashian it is.
Oh, I saw this one. This one's really cute.
Yeah.
Like, all the kids, like, are really cute, but I feel that someone really just do the K name. Just do the, like, make me happy. Poor Chris.
Well, I remember, I think when Kourtney was first pregnant with Mason, they had, like, a huge fight. Because Kourtney considered, like, doing a K name, and then Kim was like, no, we already agreed years ago that I was going to get all the K names.
Yeah.
It was, like, a huge thing.
And I then remember
she
found that.
Oh, because she was pregnant with Mason, and Khloe was with Lamar, and they were, like, trying to get
pregnant. They were doing the family thing, and she wasn't even dating anybody.
Right, so they were, like, having a fucking fight.
You can't do that. That's not how naming children works.
Well, sometimes Kim. People steal your baby names and then don't use them.
This is true.
Assholes.
And then it makes you, like...
I'll say it too, assholes.
And then it makes you not want to use that baby name ever again.
Well, fact. But...
Dick that person.
Yeah. That's okay.
Ghost of, like, who she's talking that's about.
That's like Ghost of a Friend's Past.
Yeah, that's like Charlotte from Sex and the City. You stole my baby name!
Yeah.
And she steals the monogram pillow.
Yeah.
Or am I making that up?
So anyway, no. So the Say Bible podcast apparently was sent an email by allegedly, you know, Malika or whoever. It's going to be
We don't know who it was.
But it's probably one of the twins.
Or like...
Jordan.
Or Jordan. Or...
What's his face?
Jonathan's too busy eating.
Well, they did at one point. Well, it could be Jonathan.
Which, by the way, Jonathan.
Jonathan's the one I got the cotton candy burrito from today, by
Jonathan,
the way.
Because he's food god.
He's
Jonathan,
here. He's here right now.
You're always here. We need to, like...
He owns Komodo. That's
yeah, he's always here. He was just recently, like, getting truffle fries with Adriana Lima.
Truffle fries.
So,
or truffle burger or something like that.
It could be Jonathan Chubbin because they accidentally let... I don't think they noticed it because they didn't edit it in their podcast, but they, because I remember like they made a point saying they're not even going to say the gender of the person because they didn't want to like have any speculation. And then later on, they were talking about like the person who emailed and they let a he slip.
See, if it's a he, it's really either Mario.
It's either Mario.
Jonathan.
Or Jonathan. I don't think Mario would do that. Jonathan would do that. Jonathan's a shady bitch.
Jonathan would do that.
Jonathan's a shady bitch.
Jonathan is all about like,
she's a bitch.
Yeah. let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Because, but if it's a girl, you could have easily said she.
Right.
Because there's 20
so many.
She's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently.
It could be Larissa Pippen. It could be the twins.
Apparently that's why. Joyce is not part of the circle anymore because Joyce is the one that like let out that Chloe was pregnant before they were ready to announce it. So that's apparently what got Joyce kicked out of the circle.
Which, by the way, Jordan, Kylie's BFF, is like...
You mean Stormy's nanny?
Yeah. Or Stormy's... I would have said it before I was born, Stormy's mom.
Right.
But that is like true, like, she knows where her bread is buttered.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because like, she kept that secret. She's like, that... I'm protecting this.
Right. So they were sent a letter from the source that had to do with the night that had to do. The night in question is the one that was the same night that he was out allegedly in Santa Monica at a hookah bar the night of Chloe's
baby
shower. The day before.
So this is back in October.
Birthday party. No, this is in March. This was in March. This was last month.
Excuse me.
The Hookah Lounge in October was in D.C. when the Cavaliers were in town playing the Wizards.
I am caught up.
That's the one where the girl...
That's the one that Gabrielle is in because
again, they Gabrielle, play on the same team. Why are you in a Hookah Lounge?
Because it's a team thing.
But you know what?
Maybe it's a team manager that likes the Hookah Lounge and that's why they're always at a Hookah Lounge.
Or like that's a safe spot that they've like secured for the team to go to.
Well, that with Gabrielle definitely was a team thing because Dwayne plays for the Cavaliers or he was playing for the Cavaliers.
So happy to have her back here.
I am.
Yeah. So not him. I'm gonna fucking. She's back here.
I'm good with him because I love him too.
I love him too. But
I'm so glad Gabrielle Union's back.
We love you, Gabby. You
Grace,
come on the podcast.
Grace Miami with your presence.
I just need.
Can she come on the podcast? She's a stepmommy.
I just need my bosses to
Gabrielle. You have an opening. They're in LA. They live in LA now, babe. Sorry.
Makes me so sad.
I know, but she still uses her Miami event planners because she flies them out there because I know those people and they get flown out there.
Oh, she still has
her store here though, right?
She still has a store.
Oh, yeah. She just did.
She just had a party for the twins.
Best. Which is basically like my dream party for myself.
I feel like her family is gold.
Because it was a Paddington Bear.
It was London.
All London themed out for the twins.
Yeah. Christie's name is all over that.
But it was beautiful, by the event planner in Miami that she uses.
But yeah, I love the Bosches. They will forever be.
She always does like a Mother's Day event at her store. We should go this year.
Okay.
Well, I tried to like get on her, like I tried to, Jeff sucks. Because, like she used to
I mean,
have
yes,
I
don't know be if specific.
He, yeah. Well, I don't know if they still like they she still does it because
that was Stephanie BFF. I love you.
If she still does it down here, but she used to have like not only her event, but like you could nominate.
Oh yeah, yeah, I
like,
remember that
moms mm-hmm. and people and like then they had like a special event just with her and stuff like that. And like I tried to get Jeff to write something up on me, and he didn't. So I wrote it in his name. I didn't get picked, but still.
Well, because you wrote it.
Well, and also no, but I did it in his.
She
name.
Signed his name.
Yeah, but. You know the way Christy writes.
Yeah, I know. Did somebody spell check it for you?
Probably not.
No.
But also, I didn't have like a real like...
It's like when Joey writes the letter of recommendation for Monica and Jem. I don't
think... They have big like big moist aortic pumps.
It's so nice that you got an actual child to write this for you.
They guessed 7 or 8 based on the picture he drew.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's funny because
don't be
true.
Mad.
No, I'm not. Yeah, but
you write like
but...
Joey.
No, I just can't spell. But
or capitalize.
Yeah. Capitalizer.
Or use commas.
Yeah. Or spell that.
Or spell.
Says the journalism major.
I was gonna say the journalism school at the school you went to is really hard to get into.
journalism, mass communications was more my side. But yeah, well, actually, when I pay attention and I actually like slow down, I can really write well. But it's like I just can't text write.
I will believe it when I see it because I've never seen it.
I don't really like take my time to write shit and do anymore.
That's clear.
We have spell check.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, but even her spell check doesn't even
because it got used to
it anymore. It got used
to my misspellings, but because I maybe it was a team. Maybe it's a team thing, and like hookah lounges are safe.
But don't these teams have curfews when they travel?
Well, it depends. Right, no, they always allow like night. The like victory nights out or like that's not because I remember that down like
to
here
celebrate.
We used to go to this place down in South Beach called Bed.
Yes, I remember Bed.
And like all the Heat players used to go there all the times after games because
it was basically a club that let you had sex anywhere.
Oh, and there was beds.
And there was beds.
Yes,
they were comfy places to have sex.
I know. I remember.
Wasn't like comfy. In a bathroom stall.
Yeah. I remember Bed.
But so maybe that's just like where they like. Like, that's the location that they plan to. And
yeah, I guess.
Like a chill, I mean, a hookah lounge is a chill place. Like, you're not, like, dancing on tables, drinking shots on, like, you're, like, right. sitting on comfy couches, like, having a couple of drinks.
It's a secure,
smoking a hookah.
And it's also maybe a secured location
They're probably
control.
Usually right. smaller lounges. Like, it's not a huge, like, space or, like...
No, and then you can control people coming in. You can control the people coming in and out, maybe. You can at least control the area that they're in. You're not going to have, like, a lot of random people.
Yeah.
Right.
It makes sense.
I can see maybe. But
so still, anyway,
we logicked it out.
At this night in question, apparently Tristan this is in March. Went in to some like private room. There were these two. There was like two or three Champagne. Girls that they were with that they looked like Instagram models. But then he took one of them into this private room, and then one of his guys like stayed in front of the room, like on the outside of it, like a bodyguard, so like nobody would go
like
in with like one of the other girls, allegedly. Corey Gamble shows up.
What?
And yeah, Corey Gamble shows up. And then two of Kylie's friends, which is Stassi, which is one of her best friends that's always with her, and the other one, Justine, which Justine was at Tristan's party the next day. So all these people showed up that, like, and like, that are connected with the Kardashians and like knew that he was in this room with this chick. So
it's a was it known kind of deal that like they were
a lot of people are suspecting that like they knew like that there was this agreement or arrangement or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Thought there was an agreement
or maybe they thought there was or whatever, but like Corey
or they're like
Corey's
I'm not fucking
the one.
Or they're like I'm not gonna be the one to tell her,
right? Yeah. Or I mean Corey's the one that like really throws me off with this whole thing because like Corey's Chris's boyfriend,
yeah,
so you know,
but they've been together for a while.
I'm surprised they've been together this long, but you know,
get it, Mama Chris.
It's so the Say Bible podcast, to their credit, also said that Kris Jenner is the Eye of Sauron.
Well, yeah.
And if for those of you that don't know what the Eye of Sauron is,
read a book,
go read a damn book,
watch a fucking movie,
or watch a movie. Yeah, I don't even like. I don't even like Lord of the Rings, but I knew what they were talking about.
But like, it's true. Like, and I that's why
like
I say
there. But yeah.
That's why I said that. In all honesty, I do not think anything goes down in their world.
Oh no,
that
no.
Chris does not
she's
know.
She's like God.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's like
the puppeteer.
Well, and now for sure,
which is why, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the kind of situation that they had agreed to, because if you're looking at it, I've tried to put myself in that perspective, and if you're looking at it in the situation that you want to date this guy, but you know how these people operate, and you know that they're always traveling, you've been down this road before, like, if you have kind of like a don't ask, don't tell, don't embarrass me arrangement, like, everything is fine. Unless
right, like you have
fuck
an open
up.
Relationship.
Like, right, yeah, kind of like an open relationship or whatever is fine until somebody finds out about it and then it like ruins your whole thing. Because I doubt that Khloé's going to have a press conference like next week and be like, yeah, this is our situation. This is what we did. Like, deal with it. Like,
yeah,
that's
no,
not going to fucking happen.
No, we'll wait till next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians to find out what happened.
Well, apparently they recorded
the birth. They shot the birth for Michelle. So.
Of course they did. Everybody's still talking about Kourtney pulling out her own kid.
I did it.
But that's why
I really wanted to do that.
It was pretty cool.
C-section.
It was pretty cool. Babies are slipperier than you
I
think
know.
They are.
No, they look pretty gross and slippery. I get it.
I thought I was afraid I was going to drop him. And then David tells me afterwards, he was like, no, you didn't really like catch him as much as they handed him to you because the doctor's hands were under the baby the entire time.
I felt Nathan's head. Like, I got a hold of Nathan's head and I was like, oh, fuck, you're almost there. Okay. How much longer?
Oh, my God. Can we talk about Seth Meyers?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we done? So, wait.
I mean, stay tuned because this is a developing story and we will report as, you know.
As needed.
Coco.
We are Team Coco.
We are totally Team Coco.
There is no division in this world. Team
Coco Khaleesi.
We love you and we support you. Yes. And
you can come on our podcast.
Even if you did have an arrangement with him, he still embarrassed the shit out of you.
Like, he fucked
so up. So get the fuck rid of him.
Please. And please don't give him, don't give the baby Thompson.
No.
Don't.
Khaleesi Kardashian. If in 2 weeks you still don't have a name for this baby, you can buy the Instagram and Twitter handles off of us.
Good price.
It's on sale.
We'll make you a good deal.
Promise. Yeah.
You know, so.
You'll set us up for life, too.
Yeah. Fine. So.
And Stephanie's going to share all proceeds.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom.
I think she's going to sell it and we're never going
to
see her.
Well, it's on record. I'll take this bitch to court. That's what I just wanted to, Like, I just wanted to hear it. I'll take this bitch to court. Sure, this is Jen. A binding contract.
Sure, Jen.
You said, yeah, it's done. Okay.
So.
Seth Meyers.
So, yeah, Seth Meyers' wife, they just had their second baby.
Yeah.
And apparently she delivers very quickly.
And well, supposedly when you have a second baby, it goes faster. I wouldn't know. But.
I guess I had a scheduled C-section, so I didn't even have a chance to go into labor the second time. But they called the Uber. The Uber was waiting for them and the baby was just like out. And they're like, nah, I got to give birth in the lobby of my building.
Well, I have a coworker that I used to work with that her first labor was only 8 hours and her second was like 3. So,
yeah. Well, Patty was like that. I mean, like, Patty was in labor for a while, but she was contracting for days. And then I remember they were like, she's finally got admitted. And then Thomas was like, we had a little group text with like all of her closest friends. And Thomas is like, oh, she's at 7 centimeters. I'm like, cool, I could take a nap because it's going to take like an hour or two. I closed my eyes like 10 minutes later, my phone rang. They're like, the baby's here. And I was like, what?
Well, Annie, my friend, you know her. She, with her
what
second,
up, Annie?
With her second, with Jacob, I think, hour and a half from the time that they induced her to the time the kid was out.
Yeah.
Like, I remember her telling her husband, I was like, okay, text me. Let me know what's going on. But next text I got from him was like baby's 3 hours here. Later. Okay, yeah, the baby's here. We've done this. We've done that. And I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah. It's really, I mean, it's incredible. And like he told the whole story on his show and then he showed pictures of like his wife laying on the floor and like all the firemen just like standing around and she's like holding this little baby. I'm like, that's a really cool story, but I can't imagine.
It's like giving birth in a cab.
As you walk every time that like
well, he said upstairs. Like their first baby, she almost gave birth in the Uber. And like 20 minutes later, like 20 minutes after they got to the hospital,
so
the baby came
out.
Yeah, she spits them out. And this time, like they were on the steps of the building walking to the Uber. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, the baby's out. And then he said that like they had a midwife and the midwife checked her. And they're like, she was like, no, the baby's out. Like the baby's head was already out. And so they went back inside and they laid down in the middle of the lobby of the building.
Yeah, because you're going to tell them, no, you can't stay there.
Well, he was like, we're new to this building.
If the Kardashians don't buy Khaleesi Kardashian for me, I think I'm going to make it like a meme page.
Do it.
Like a Kardashian fan meme page.
Why not?
Why not? We can.
And then have like 100,000 Instagram followers.
So we can totally do it.
And then we can like tag mamas and then like.
Exactly.
We can grow our brand.
Hey, Nori's black book is like gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I just thought that was a really cool story.
That is a cool story.
My feet are shoulder.
Sorry. Cool story, bro.
Yeah, totes. Makes me want to have another baby.
A stiff wind makes you want to have another baby.
True. Hey, at least it's me having another baby, not you two bitches. So
yeah, if it's anything,
not for now. Maybe eventually.
That Missy can like has a say in it. Missy's like giving me the bad juju on that one. Not a bad juju, but yeah.
I want you guys to have babies. Have babies.
Okay.
So what else can we talk about, guys? Did we talk about Kylie?
Oh, Kylie's back, bitches.
Yes.
With a vengeance.
She is slaying.
For the last like 4 days since from when we recorded this.
Yeah.
Kylie's butt is back on Instagram, yep. Literally.
Yep. It's just ass.
It's just ass for days. Yep. Like every post is just ass.
She's serving ass and we are eating it up. Yeah. That was gross.
That was kind of gross. And she's Coachella.
I didn't think about it.
She and Courtney and Jordan are in Coachella.
Of course she's in Coachella.
Did you see that? They have nannies.
They get a house.
They probably rented like some ridiculous mansion in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And the kids are probably there. And they're just with like the 17 nannies that they have. I mean,
that you never, which amazing editing, by the way, keeping up with the Kardashians staff. You never see the nannies.
I mean,
well, you don't really see the kids all that often either.
No, but like you'd think.
Because the kids have to have their own contracts. Which means that they have to have like parental permission from both of them. And like, yeah. Kanye doesn't want the kids on there. Kanye doesn't want to be on there himself. So, you know.
Yeah, Kanye's like, no.
You know, so.
And Scott's dating a child, so.
Scott has a fourth child, so.
Scott. That's another. I was rooting for you, boo-boo. Mm-hmm. I loved you. But
I didn't love him for a long time, and then I don't know why.
There was a shift. The Lord Disick thing.
You know
just
what it
in.
It was the Lord Disick thing. He became like endearing. You know what it is? It's like when Chloe hated him, I hated him. But then when Chloe started liking him, I was like, okay, I can get
along
with this.
She's our BFF. Chloe, and like, she knows.
Chloe is the seal of approval.
Yeah,
and Chloe was like, oh, you know what? You're crazy. I like you. Come here. And they'd have their like bathtub sessions. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their bathtub podcast.
I also miss when Scott, I miss like very proper Scott. Like I miss when he would wear like 3-piece suits.
Yeah.
And when he would dress like super.
I love those little sandals, those like loafer.
He would
like,
wear
monograms, like loafers.
He would wear like ascots and shit. Like where is that Scott?
That was Lord Disick.
I know.
But Lord Disick can't date a 19-year-old.
No.
No, he can't.
Douchebag Disick does though.
Yeah. Lord Disick can only date Courtney.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Agreed.
That's the thing. It's just not going to happen. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. Well, I do know how I feel about it. I have a lot of feels about it.
Hi. Who would have thought that the most stable husband or the most stable significant other to all these people would be fucking Kanye West?
I think they broke him.
No, Kanye's been after that ass. That
so he's so far beyond. He's so far gone.
But that's what I'm saying. Kanye, like he's just broken. Like
no,
he's not.
No, but he was like that
no,
before.
The thing is, Kanye is not that he's broken. That Kanye has been waiting for that ass.
Yeah, you don't remember when she was dating Chris
Humphries.
When she was dating Chris Humphries, and they were opening the store in New York. Like he came, and you can tell like he was
like listen, Chris. I mean, Kim may love Kanye.
Yeah, he's obsessed.
But he. Definitely like is obsessed in love anything that woman wants
yeah
like I'm surprised let's put it this way I'm very surprised that those people that like mugged and like tied her up and are alive
yeah
because he is the type that like would hire a hit
you know there's a lot of rumors that he's like gay though right
yeah
but just like Jonathan is obsessed with and Mario and oh, they all love that card like,
but Mario's gay
they because Jonathan isn't
I mean Jonathan
oh that's right he did try to get on Matchmaker
he was on Millionaire Matchmaker
yeah that didn't work out too well
it he was took not a well good because match. He took some girl to Beecher's Madhouse yeah. I mean that's not a great first day place
yeah and she was like no he's not really like
right
into me
no
he's
but didn't somebody like straight up ask him if he was gay one of the boyfriends asked him that
yeah
and he got like
a big
super
fight.
Offended
yeah Chris asked him that Chris Humphries
yeah it was Humphries that guy sucks
yeah he does
this is the, but this is who Tristan Thompson is like we're aware like he's like the new Chris Humphries yeah, right like nobody knows who the fuck you are. The only reason people pay attention to you now is because you're fucking a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Can we discuss the fact that French Montana?
Oh, yeah.
He's following Coco again.
Like, the body isn't even cold yet. And French Montana started following Chloe.
And he was like,
I liked him for her, though. I didn't hate him.
He was just a dude. He was not a, like, you know, he didn't have enough of a name, but he had money.
Yeah, but he's in Diddy's crew.
No, that's the thing. He's not enough of a name to actually, like, you know, steal any spotlight or do any stupid shit. He was just there. But he had his money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, he had his own money.
So he didn't need
hers.
He's got his thing. I did like the one with the big beard. What was that one's name?
Oh, yeah.
The other basketball player.
No.
I know who you're talking about.
I just thought he was funny looking.
Oh, fuck. I can't.
And he has crazy eyes.
I don't know if Neri knows who we're talking about.
Yes, he has to. He has a gif with like rolling his eyes and walking away. It's not Kevin Durant. He's a dick too, though. Kevin Durant's mom apparently defends his cheating, but whatever.
Of course she does.
That's my baby. My baby not do anything like that. Fuck that shit.
List of Chloe's love life.
Is it Russell Westbrook? Is that who it was?
It's a Westbrook.
Is it Russell Westbrook?
I don't know if it's Russell, but it's Westbrook.
James Harden.
Oh, yeah, what, James Harden. You're right.
This is a great list on Ranker.
Oh, who is it?
Khloe Kardashian's loves and hookups. The most recent one is Tristan Thompson. Then there's James Harden, French Montana, Matt Kemp, baseball player, The Game, Lamar.
But I feel like The Game has fucked everybody.
Yeah.
Because wasn't he allegedly fucking Selena Gomez for a little while?
Oh my gosh, she dated Terrence
Howard?
Jay.
Oh.
From E.
Oh.
Really?
This guy.
I guess.
He's from Act Like.
Oh, she was making out with Terrence back in 2009. That's about it.
Well, all the E crew is like always. I'm sure they went to events. But
no, Khloe needs somebody like.
She needs like a normal dude. She needs like an accountant.
That's what Heather McDonald was saying. She was like, get yourself a businessman. Get yourself somebody that carries a briefcase.
Yeah, get somebody who has his own money. He doesn't need your shit, but he's not famous. Like, that's what she fucking needs.
Like some billionaire.
Yeah.
From Dubai or some shit like that.
Like the fucking random guy that...
Dubai kind of scares me just a teensy little bit.
Like the ones that married...
she's not dating a white guy. That's
the one that, the one that Mary-Kate and Ash... Well, I don't know which one of them married him. Mary-Kate or Ashley?
Huh?
Mary-Kate or Ashley, one of the two, the Olsons, married like this like really rich billionaire.
Oh, Mary-Kate, but she married Nicolas Sarkozy's brother. But he's like 55.
Well.
Yeah, but he's like a Sarkozy.
Her stepkids are older than her.
That's not awkward at family
dinners. Could you imagine? Like, my stepmom is 5 years younger than me. Like, that would be awful.
Well, I mean, my boss's ex-husband, his new fiance is only 5 years younger than his oldest daughter.
Eso no se hace.
No.
That's weird.
That is very weird.
That is weird.
Like, how do you look past that? Like, I can't imagine dating somebody who at some point would be younger than Sophie.
I mean, I would date an older dude.
Yeah, but as the dude, like, how do you look at a girl?
Guys don't fucking care.
I don't, but...
I mean, if this episode is not proven enough, like, they don't fucking care. They'll stick it wherever.
This is true.
You know, so, I mean, I just, my hope for Khloe is that you stop dating professional athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Date an actor. But I mean,
Khloe date like Chadwick Boseman?
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Why don't you date him or someone like that?
Hey Coco. You know who's single?
Why doesn't Coco date Michael B. Jordan?
I just thought I'm like, you know who's single and he's nerdy, which means
he's super hot and he's tall. I know you're a tall girl
and he could be faithful and he likes to work out.
But
he has his own gym too.
I don't want her to date Michael.
You don't want her to date. You're not going to date Michael B. Jordan.
Doesn't matter if he's single. There's still a chance.
Honey, you're married.
So I'm here. I'm not even sorry.
The Black Panther cast.
I'm not even sorry.
You could date the fucking giant dude. What?
Oh, the gorilla one.
That guy,
Mbaku.
That guy.
Oh, that. Oh,
date that guy. That guy's fucking.
You
hot.
Know what? Yeah.
I think that's the one.
That's the match.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Because not that you need to like be bigger or smaller or whichever way.
Yeah, but he's like,
but
he's
a big
motherfucker.
He could, you know what? He meets the requirement of being able to lift up her ass and
hold her against the wall.
Mbaku. Is it Mbaku?
Mbaku.
Mbaku, I think so.
I don't know what your name is, buddy, but if you're single,
give her a call.
Give her a call.
Follow her on Instagram.
Follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
I would love to see.
I mean, I would be okay with her getting back with French Montana. I liked French.
Let's see how many. I'm going to see if there's any. Like, does it tell you who the latest people that started following somebody are?
Yeah. The follow list is in order.
Because I kind of want to know in the last, like, 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the kiss of death, like, for, you know, a family that was made famous in the digital age. Like, they've all unfollowed him on Twitter. So,
which, sorry, buddy,
you did it to yourself.
You're not coming back from this.
Like, really, like, you had a choice. Like, if you were supposed to kind of just keep it quiet. Like, yeah. Why couldn't you just fucking play along, bro?
Seriously, like, you would have had your... You were fucking in. Like, you were in. You were half a
step... We were rooting for you.
Seriously. You were half a step away from having Kris Jenner as your manager. Fucking threw that shit away.
She's managing Travis Scott.
Seriously. She's
managing Kanye.
Well,
right, okay, but Kanye is talented.
Talented.
As much as I can't stand him, he is fucking talented.
But Travis... Listen... Travis is a second string rapper at best, maybe even third.
He's lucky he got close.
Travis is like the feature in like the rap songs or the hip hop songs that have like 18 people on the track. He like does like a bridge on fucking Lil Wayne's
Kanye has
tracks.
A fucking fashion line. Like, come on,
yeah.
Like, Kanye
was getting invited.
Kanye doesn't need
them. Kanye was getting invited to the Met Gala before the Kardashians were getting invited to the
Met Gala. I'm calling it right now. If Kris continues her work, Travis Scott is a household name by 2020.
I mean, he's the next one that's like gonna get caught doing something.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
It's inevitable. That guy looks like trouble. Like, yeah. You know, he just, I don't know.
Yeah, he likes to put his penis in places that they shouldn't be. Like, yeah. He looks like that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
Maybe it's the braids that I don't like his hair.
Yeah, I don't like his hair. His hair kind of creeps me out.
He needs a makeover.
Kris is on it. Don't worry. It's coming.
It'll come. It'll happen.
It's you're going to see, like, one day we're going to look at Travis Scott and be like, that's not fucking Travis Scott. And be like,
he's also like, why does Kylie date like these like scrawny guys? Because Tyga was like scrawny, right?
But she's kind of tiny, isn't she?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
She likes like skinny guys. She likes that.
Maybe she likes to be the strong one.
Which is why I think that Mumbaku guy, I think, is perfect for Chloe, because she likes like the bigger guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Clearly. A baseball mm-hmm. player, what, three basketball players?
This could be a thing.
Yeah.
No, more than that, because before Lamar, she did it.
Oh, that's right, Rashad.
Yeah, she did it, Rashad, yeah.
So like right four. Now, we're calling this one too, people.
Mm-hmm. M'Baku. You heard it here first.
M'Baku, get your ass up there.
M'Baku and Coco. Mm, perfect.
What's his real name?
I don't know.
His actor name? I don't know, but I feel like actor name. But I think he is African, so I think he has like an African name. I could be completely wrong.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear Kristy pronounce this.
It's going to be bad, people.
Oh man.
This is not going to go well. Because
this is going to be, we're going to get hate emails about this.
At least we'll be getting emails. All right, guys. So I think let's talk about the wine here. I think this is a good spot. To do it.
Oh yeah, really, really African name, Stephanie.
Is he
Winston Duke?
Oh, just kidding. Oh, you know who I was confusing him with? I was confusing him
with Kabi.
No, I was confusing him with the guy that played Hercules Mulligan in the original Hamilton cast. Like, that guy's from Nigerian.
Okay, yeah.
From Nigeria.
But you know what?
And he has a really like difficult Nigerian name. Yeah, he has a very difficult name.
And they
name
do actually
pronounce.
Kind of.
They like, they're like that, right?
They're united, yeah.
Like, it's not.
But yeah, that was the best. I was like,
Winston.
I was preparing for it. I was like, okay, let's see what I can do here. Like, Winston Duke. I think I got that.
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
It's okay.
All right, guys. Okay. So we are drinking a Skater Girl Cabernet Sauvignon. It's 2015. And like I said before, the back says more than just another pretty face, skatergirlwines.com. And you can watch Skater Girl ride her board. So, yeah. I liked it.
I did like it, actually.
It was a little fruity for a cab.
Yeah.
But it's good. I mean, I've had a lot of it, so.
Like I said,
it went pretty smooth.
I think it's a good sangria.
Oh, it's Sean Paul. That's who it is.
The reggae guy?
Yeah. He's at grad now. So Dave's at grad bash.
He's at grad bash.
Yeah. And Dave is watching
like
Sean
Beyonce,
Paul.
Like Beyonce?
Dave is
Sean
watching
Paul?
Sean Paul perform.
Yeah.
I want to know why.
Like Beyonce, yeah. Sean Paul?
Yeah.
Roll the boat.
Okay.
I want to know why Dave is watching Sean Paul, though.
All right, guys.
That's not his thing.
So,
check us out.
Yeah, check us out. We are on the Geek Bro Network, iTunes, and Acast. And on the Geek Bro Network, you can find all of our other podcasts. What's Up Bro, Mount Geek More, What's Good, Zeros on Heroes, Shiver, Comedy Fitness, and The Talking Geek. I think I got everybody, you guys. You can email us at mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. You can send us any stories, any questions. I mean, we're not really an advice podcast, but we can kind of give you our opinion.
I mean, I'll give you advice.
It might not be the best, but we'll give you advice. Yeah, if you want to send us a wine recommendation, if you just want to like say hi, you can send us an email. This is the
kind of shenanigans that go on at Coachella.
I'm
Coachella's this weekend.
I'm speechless. So yeah, Mamas and Merlot across all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr. Yeah, sorry about my voice, but it is what it is. I got kids, they made me sick. So yeah, so thank you so much for checking us out. We love your faces and cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.